We're doing the Chafetz Chaim. We're learning the laws of the prohibition of saying Lashon Hara, speaking badly about someone else. And the Chafetz Chaim was enumerating the number of mitzvot that pertain to Lashon Hara. And we had encompassed the prohibitions that are relevant to Lashon Hara. Now we're up to the proactive commandments. Number Dalet. V'im al yedei sipur Lashon Hara or Rechilut. And if by saying Lashon Hara or Rechilut, ishpil et chavero ad sheibed michyato al yedei zeh. A person was able to put down his friend to the point where he lost his livelihood through that. Kigon, for example, that out of the evil of his heart, he publicized that his friend is not trustworthy. Imagine you tell people this car mechanic should not be trusted. You can destroy his livelihood. Or if a person has a trade, and he let people know that he's not fit for that trade. I would not take that guy to fix my washing machine. I brought him in 5 times and he couldn't find what the problem was. So if a person, and today this is so lethal, a person can go online, if you go to a group, imagine you live here in Kiryat Moshe, there's Kiryat Moshe groups. So in the flick of a keypad, you can destroy someone's reputation, you could destroy their livelihood. So if a person publicizes, this is a shaila I got a few times where people were careful. Are they permitted to publicize when someone did something wrong to them? And I would caution. I think every time this happened, it was prohibited for the person to publicize it because we are all partial. Each one of us is partial. We all have we always think we're right. I took a mover once, and I was so impressed with their moving job that at the end I gave him a very nice tip, a few hundred shekel. All Jewish workers, I said they worked well, it was a good price. I gave him a very nice tip. A day later, the fridge doesn't work. I'm supposed to have insurance, right? I call them, they don't return my call. I SMS them, they don't return my SMS. So now what do I want to do? I say, you know what? I gave you such a nice tip. At least you should have the decency to call me back. And if they don't, at least I could go online and put it on 4 websites. Just say what happened, right? Just say the facts. Did I do something right? Did I do something wrong? All I'm saying is the facts. But if I have a claim against them, don't I have to take it to court? So what if I think I'm in the right? But I'm looking at it from my vantage point. So the guy did not return my call. Does that mean he's wrong? It's not nice. He didn't deny my claim. I didn't even talk to him yet. I should have pursued him more. He should return my call. But that's not enough to destroy his reputation. Oh, when he didn't answer my call, for sure I felt like doing it. But you have to catch yourself and say, wait a second. You have a claim against someone. Go to a rabbi. Go to a court. Verify what your rights are. So today, this prohibition became so easy to transgress, to ruin someone's reputation. So any type of thing like this, where a person can speak badly about someone else and put them down and harm their livelihood, so a person can transgress the prohibition, the commandment that says, help either the ger, the sojourner who's living with you, or the toshav, help them live with you. V'nemar in the pasuk says v'chei achicha imach, and we learn from this shenitztavinu bezelach zik b'yad Yisrael shemach v'liten lo matana o halva'a o la'asot imo shutafut o la'amtzil lo melacha kedei sheitchazek v'zeh v'lo yitpol v'yitztech la'briot. We have a mitzvah to help a person have parnasa, to help them have a livelihood, to the point where we have a mitzvah to give him a gift, to give him a loan, to become a partner with him, or to give him work, just so that he can support himself. So we have a mitzvah to be proactive in helping a person have a livelihood. So obviously we have a commandment not to cause him to lose his livelihood. So the Chafetz Chaim adds this mitzvah. And within this mitzvah is another important concept. That means if I have to choose which taxi I'm going to board, which taxi I'm going to call, I should call a Jewish company. I have a mitzvah to help my brother make a livelihood. And people have to think, if you can buy made in Israel, so that's better than made in China. We're not saying that a person has to incur a loss for this. Sometimes there are other factors involved, but whenever possible, a person should try to pursue this.
Rabbi,
There is a clause here. If there's a line of taxis, and one's a Jew, and three are Arabs, so technically, you would say, I want to give the parnasa to the Jew. But it's not so simple. If you're concerned that there's a safety issue, you're scared of going with an Arab driver, that's your prerogative. Take whatever driver you feel safe with. But if you would feel equally safe with each of them, you're traveling within Jerusalem, you're not worried. The only reason is because you want to give parnasa to the Jew. So then the Torah says you may not do an act that causes the non-Jews to hate Jews. So some will say, well, the Arabs hate us anyways. I don't know if every Arab hates us anyways. I don't know if that's true. You can ask your local Orthodox rabbi. But you have to know that there's a halacha that says that if a non-Jew comes panhandling, you have to give him charity just like you give a Jew. You can't say, I only give Jews. Then the non-Jews will hate you for it. So even though the mitzvah of giving tzedakah is to a Jew, our sages said you cannot behave in a way that's obvious that you're singling out and saying, I'm not giving the non-Jew. So if there's a line, sometimes you come to a series of taxis, and there's a line and there's an order, and the next one in line is an Arab. So you could say, I'm not going to that line. But to skip the line and say, I want to go to the Jew, and then I'm going to slide all the Arabs, and I don't care, and it's not because you're concerned for safety, there's room to weigh that. Chazal said we have to be careful for the term called eiva, causing hatred. Again, if you think every Arab hates you to that degree, I can't argue with you. I don't think I know. But in my opinion, that's not the case. In my opinion, this is still relevant. We still try to do it that way. Now, I'll give you an example. If I'm standing at the curb and I'm trying to catch a taxi, so I'll stop a taxi and I'll ask him, I'll tell him where I want to go and I'll ask him how much the fare is. When I speak to him, if I sense that he's not Jewish, so then I'll bargain him down. Let's say the fare, let's say I want to go from here to the Jewish quarter. He tells me 50 shekel. And from the way he speaks, I sense he's not Jewish, so I'd rather give the parnasa to a Jew, but I don't want to slide him. So I'll tell him, look, I'm willing to go for 20 shekel, but I won't go for 50. So he looks at me and says, you're crazy. I say, look, you don't want to take me. Don't take me. I'm willing to go for 20. I'm not willing to go for 50. So then I'll say, I'll give it to you for 45. I said, look, I'll go with you for 20. Do you want to go for 20? So the guy says, forget it, and he leaves me on the side. But I didn't tell him I'm not taking him because he's not Jewish. I didn't hurt his feelings. He thinks I'm crazy. I want a bad price. The next guy comes, same deal. So that way I don't hurt his feelings and I can still give the parnasa to a Jew. I'm saying you have to use your head a little bit to, if you want to do this, and it's a good thing to do it in a way that you don't have to cause someone to be hurt by it. Yeah. I would just add, I'm sorry, sometimes they've agreed to take me for 20 and then I go with them. Not just because it's a good price, but because I don't want to hurt his feelings. Because Chazal said you shouldn't cause eiva. No, I'm saying for the money, I'd rather give the money to a Jew. He needs to feed his family. I have to first patronize my brothers, but that doesn't mean I should step on someone else for it. Again, provided it's safe. Yes?
I heard something like there are two bakeries. Some halakha I read somewhere. I'm not sure. I cannot tell you the source, but I read something like there are two bakeries.